This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Front range communities could see some strong winds today. In Boulder, gusts could hit 50 miles per hour through the afternoon. More snow is expected in the mountains this evening. Vail could see up to 5 inches through tomorrow as another winter storm moves through the Rockies. Drivers should expect icy road conditions along I-70 through Vail Pass. The front range may see a dusting of snow overnight tonight. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has ordered the city to begin decommissioning emergency shelters for migrants currently located at the city's rec centers.
We may have some other city buildings that maybe are not as, you know, accessible and used as often by the public to serve as maybe emergency shelters, but we really need to engage the community and our external partners to step up and to be, you know, to help the city through this very difficult challenge. We got to get the rec centers back to their intended purposes.
The mayor says they are also trying to connect migrants with resources either here or in other cities.
Incredibly important for us to try to connect familial relationships or, you know, sponsorship for people as they go to other cities. We you know, don't want to have cities contributing to our challenge. We don't want to contribute to theirs as well.
Hancock said Denver does not have an exact timeline on decommissioning the rec centers. The city is also limiting migrant stays at emergency shelters to 14 days. Governor Jared Polis will be sworn in for his second term this hour. He won re-election by nearly 20 points. Polis has said he wants to focus on sustainable development policies. Colorado's other statewide officers, the Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Treasurer will be sworn in today as well. All of them are starting their second and, because of term limits, final terms in office. This is CPR News and KRCC.